So I'm just going to get started, but welcome to the Searching for Satya podcast. I am doing this and recording a live video just so you can go back and watch it as I reference a couple things in this podcast. But I was recently asked about my YTT experience and what it was like, how to, do I have a story to share? And yeah, I do. I have a huge story to share. How to do it in 10 minutes. So, the first thing I'm going to bring up on the Instagram live video is the picture I have from the end of my YTT, and I hang it up in my room, so I always have it, and I love it because it's this awesome reminder. But basically, how YTT happened was really amazing, and I went in wanting to be a yoga teacher and totally discovered more about yoga than I did yoga and myself than I did about teaching yoga. I guess it's a bad way to put it, but it was a lot of self-discovery. So yeah, the first day I thought I was late. I showed up like 15 minutes early and I was one of the last people in the building. So it was in downtown Fayetteville, through Embrace Yoga Studio where I teach right now. And we were, settling in, everybody was kind of shy, introducing themselves, and I got the spot in the far back. I just beelined it back there where I, sat next to Leah and Marina, who I developed a friendship with all the other girls. But developed a friendship with Leah and Marina just because we sat the closest to each other. And it was fun. It was like the beginning of a beautiful friendship. And I really enjoy knowing these amazing women. So the first few months went by fairly quickly. And it was a lot of, a lot of basics. Everything was a lot of basics. And we dove deeper towards the end of it and in the middle of it. But so about the third month, I basically said, I can't do this anymore. And really did consider dropping out of YTT and not actually completing it, because it was a lot, like I said, it was a lot into the mental aspect of, can I actually do this and can I become a yoga instructor? I had taken a yoga teacher training, like one course from another company, and it really didn't match what I was trying to do, and I strayed away from that path, and it was for the better in my opinion. And I came into like my first 2 months of YTT going, oh yeah, I could totally teach yoga. I've already done it. I taught at a studio in Augusta, and I kind of look back at it and I'm like, I have no idea what I was doing. And it was totally different. So, aside from everything that I was learning in YTT, through the asana, through the philosophy, methodology, and everything, it was a ton of self-study. I mean, just every month was a whole new realization, and it was a whole new development, and it was a aspect of the real yoga, the real self-study, and being able to not just say, oh yeah, I am a yoga instructor, I can teach asana. Teaching asana and teaching yoga can be two very different things. And for me it is, this, I consider this yoga. I consider this part of the yoga, and I do it because I'm still self-studying myself and I'm still able to, create this podcast, do videos, share stuff, talk to people, because I constantly learn every time I do something else. So my YTT was amazing for personal development. And I read something online recently. Somebody was asking questions about yoga teacher trainings in a group I'm in. And I responded to one of them saying, even if you don't want to become a yoga instructor and you've been doing asana practice for 7, 10, 1 year and you consider it, do it. Absolutely do it. Find the studio in your area. Go take some classes there. Meet the instructors who are going to be hosting the YTT. Ask some questions and do it, because you might not walk out of there teaching yoga, but you might have a deeper understanding of yourself and, you know, who you are as a yoga practitioner. I keep looking over my shoulder because Nero is walking around this room like he hasn't been in here before. So he's finally on the yoga mat, laying down. There you go, Instagram. You can see them. So, yeah, that's the basis of my yoga teacher training was – I learned so much about myself, and it's kind of weird and humbling at 27, 28 to relearn and revisit capabilities and abilities that I have, that I knew about and that I just kind of enhanced. So do it. If you're ever considering a yoga teacher training, absolutely talk to another instructor. But go to the studio, meet the teachers, and, you know, express interest. They're going to guide you, and they're going to absolutely encourage you. You know, you could be a 100% beginner and say, you know, I want to go because I want to learn. I want to have a deeper knowledge of it. Do it. It's worth it. It's worth the length of the program. And mine was about a year. We started in January. We finished in November of last year, so we just hit our 1 year point, hence bringing up the photo. And I'm still at Embrace. I still talk with all my fellow YTTers, whether it's just through social media or seeing each other in passing in the city or getting together for dinner. We still have that bond, we still have that connection, just like you would with teachers of the past, and create connections with teachers of the future. So that's my YTT experience in 7 minutes. I didn't think I could fully express it. I still don't think I fully express it, but do it to learn about yourself. Do it to become a teacher. It's really up to you, and it's what you want to do with it. So, you know, it's on the line of my searching for Satya and searching for my truthfulness of why I teach yoga, why I do a podcast, why I post so many photos on social media and, you know, connect with other teachers around the world. It's a large and small community, this yoga thing is. So, that's it. I can't think of anything else. I was hoping a couple questions from Instagram would pop up. A couple did. I've already answered them, so I will reach out. But I hope you guys have a fantastic night. And if you guys have any follow-up questions, or there are any other yoga teachers out there who would like to share their experience and have an outlet, let me know. I'd love to have you on Searching for Satya. So, as always, have a fantastic night. Soham and namaste.